Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
C, senor.
It's a dimly lit room where deep within the bowels. The Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and today we are under the tutelage of our general manager.
Protesters. I know you're always annoyed when I don't pick a specific person. It's more a Time Magazine-y. Protesters.
And why protesters? All those people blocking bridges and whatnot?
And traffic and chanting outside of Google, for instance, and in businesses, and just angry youth with an idiotic worldview.
That's a good one. Angry youth with an idiotic worldview. There's a good general manager.
Yeah, there you go. Give me long enough, I'll come up with something coherent.
How you doing? How's your Wednesday treating you, huh? What? Big finish now. Come on. Kabow! So the judge announced, I just heard this, the judge announced yesterday in the Trump trial, told the few jurors that have been sat so far, expect it to start Monday. Expect the trial to start Monday, the judge said.
Finally, justice for a years old paperwork filing inaccuracy.
I saw the Washington Post actually polled on the topic that most people think the trial is, which is kind of an interesting idea.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Rather than try to correct people's misperception of what the trial is, they go ahead and poll on what people think it is. Isn't that
interesting? It's probably worth noting, as a guy who consumes a tremendous amount of news, as do you, that there are no networks, for instance, network news, that are doing explainers on it to help people understand. The hush money trial involving Stormy Daniels.
For paying a porn star.
Right.
Yeah. Well, kind of, but not really. You're being misleading on purpose. Here's the latest poll on whether it's a crime to pay someone to remain silent about an issue may affect the outcome of an election. 7 in 10 say it's a crime to pay someone to keep secret about something that would damage during election. That's not what he's being charged with. That's not what the trial's about. That's kind of an interesting academic question, but that's not what's happening here.
Yes, perhaps you could petition for such a law to be passed, but it doesn't exist.
And that's something. They're actually polling on what they're implying the trial is about.
Nobody is willing to say this out loud, but the controlling factor in most elections is one party or the other's superior ability to herd morons to the polls to vote for the wrong reasons. That's not all of us, certainly, but that is such a large section of the electorate that it is critical you do that every election. Frighten them, bribe them, confuse them, whatever. I mean, if there were only informed voters, the turnout at the polls would drop by, 60%.
You should poll on whether or not it's okay for a president to be a dictator for even one day, or for whether or not it's okay for to create bloodbaths or other things that aren't true. Poll on other things that aren't true. I just find that interesting. You mislead people, then poll them about it. Wow!
I guess as a measure of how well you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. How good have we done?
How is our whole Deceiving America campaign coming along, Jim? Why don't we commission a poll?
And you mentioned this yesterday, but I thought it was worth mentioning again, since that original question of is anybody here who feels like they cannot be unbiased in judging Trump, that got rid of 2/3 of the jury pool. That cut down the that's why they're going to get done this week and be able to start the trial next week. But as you said, a whole bunch of people are going to say yes just to get out of it, because the whole getting out of jury duty has been a meme my entire adult life. And man, if you haven't heard us talk about that, that is, do not try to get out of jury duty. All the things that you hate, when you hear about why did the guy get $40 million for tripping over a rake and his neighbors, that because of, you wouldn't go to jury duty. That's why you weren't there to sit in a room for all other juries and say, that's ridiculous.
Right, right. If you are sane and reasonable, please, we know it's inconvenient and a pain in a lot of ways, but man, it's a sacred duty in our system of government that citizens serve on juries.
And all these horrible judgments by juries is what's led us to this weird legalistic, you can't do anything society where everybody's afraid of being sued. So please, please do not try to get out of it. I think it's quite possible that 2/3 of those people actually couldn't sit, were quite biased on Trump. I mean, he's one of the most polarizing people in the history of the world, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't doubt most of their sincerity. I also don't quite get it, but, you know, it's funny. I was on the receiving end of a screed of a fella recently, and it became clear to me, this guy, a good guy, and his point was, you know, reasonable, but it became clear to me he's unaware that everybody doesn't, like, process the world the same way as he does. That different people have different brains and different needs and different approaches to life. It was clear it hadn't occurred to him, which strikes me as crazy. But having said that, if you don't get, when you go into, like, I'm trying to think, I don't want to bring up specific names, but there have been people in our career, for instance, that have screwed us more or less, lied to us, wow, whatever.
Okay, then you're not going to bring up names, Michael?
You're looking right at me, Joe.
You are the last person on that list, Michael.
No kidding.
National treasure, Michelangelo. But if they were on trial for a crime, I am 100% certain I could go into that courtroom, weigh the evidence and the defense, and render a verdict that was fair. To not do so is such an incredible betrayal of our system that I couldn't bring myself to do that.
I've always believed that about myself, too. But then that question he had also was, do you have any strong opinions and beliefs about this person already?
Right.
That's a tough one. Yes, I have very strong beliefs. I mean, I have said it 100 times in private to people, beliefs about Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I probably picked too weak an example. If there was some guy who'd say, beat my kid down, and then he was on trial for a completely different case, now I probably couldn't get beyond my biases because I would be looking for reasons to convict him. All right. Okay. I'll get off the psychiatrist's couch now. I've talked myself out of my own high-handedness.
We should start the show officially, man. I came across a tax thing yesterday. That might be what I do someday, is become a tax activist and see if I can, like, go around talking to colleges or high schools or something. I don't know.
A taxivist.
Good one. There's so many things that aren't known about taxes or don't get explained well, and it drives me nuts, and it's why taxes are out of control. But anyway, came across a great one yesterday I can't wait to share. Like, one of my favorites of all time. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Wednesday, April the 17th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's leap into action then officially, according to FCC rules and regs. Here we go at Mark.
No man stop us, you can't hide. Not till we free Palestine.
Google, Google, you can't hide.
Google, Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
You are funding genocide.
Okay, so you had Starbucks, Starbucks, you can't hide. Not until
free Palestine.
Man, it rhymed. I'm going to have to hear it again. Just the Starbucks one.
Starbucks, you can't hide. Not till we free Palestine.
Not till we free Palestine. Was that with whip or no whip? No whip. Not till we free Palestine. And then Google, Google, you can't hide. You are funding genocide. Same crowd going at a couple of your bigger businesses.
Jer. Do you mean Joe? That's me. Armstrong Getty, you can't hide. You prefer your chicken fried. How about that one? No? Jack's
Armstrong
thinking.
Getty, you can't hide. Joe has had both tubes tied.
Wow. I don't think my spermatic tubes needed to be mentioned this morning.
Not sure your vasectomy plays into it at all.
Not at all. I had no idea that it was an activist group. It's these stupid protesters breaking the law and disrupting society. We're gonna look into that problem.
Yeah,
and we have some harsh solutions.
Keep,
stay with us.
Keep overplaying your hand, because I think America has gotten tired of this, and something is going to happen. How does mailbag look?
Very good today. Great freedom-loving quote of the day.
Awesome. I'm glad we're going to have time for it. That's on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We don't do enough Arab weather on the Armstrong and Getty Show. I've been saying that for years. But, man, has it been raining in the Middle East. Did you see? Have you seen any of the videos out of Dubai?
I have not.
Wow. Where the airport is underwater, all the cars are underwater, like in the whole town. Oman, same way. Oman, it's raining.
Wow. Is it the monsoon season or something?
I think Allah played a role in this.
Wow, I am not going there. Okay, that's your Middle Eastern weather roundup. Mm-hmm. Stay with us for the Singaporean stock market.
Decent chance of Iranian missiles.
Here is your freedom-loving quote of the day. Getting back to the series from John Dickinson, who was known as the penman of the revolution. So eloquent was he. Never mentioned anymore. It's too bad. I love this. There it is. Honor, justice, and humanity call upon us to hold and to transmit to our posterity that liberty which we received from our ancestors. It is not our duty to leave wealth to our children, but it is our duty to leave liberty to them. Man, I wish more people looked at it like that.
That's a good one.
I really do. Yeah, well, that's some good stuff.
It really is.
Oh, protect your liberty, folks. When it goes away, you can't get it back. That's the thing about liberty and oppression, you see. It only goes when it's like when you leave the rental car lot. Huh? That's what liberty's like. Once you leave the liberty lot, you can't back up into it or the tires of your society will be punctured. I'm still working on that one. Drop us a note, would you? Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
And I suggest you refuel the liberty at a station nearby, not pay the price of...
Lest your rulers oppress you with the high rate of refill.
Exactly.
Of your liberty. Hmm. Scott writes, guys, during the SCOTUS oral argument on Tuesday, which I wish I had heard.
Well, I've heard some of it. It's good.
Yeah, it's the January 6th case, which we described in some detail yesterday. Justice Alito asked why the government did not charge the pro-Palestinian protesters who shut down the Golden Gate Bridge on Monday
good
with
question.
The same charges as J6 and imposed 20-year prison sentences. The government attorney said she didn't think they could prove that the intent of the protesters was corrupt. Justice Gorsuch asked why they have not charged those who conducted mostly peaceful demonstrations which shut down courthouses for extended periods of time, or people who protest in courtrooms, or a person who, say, pulls a fire alarm to intentionally delay a congressional vote. Why don't they charge them with the same charges and impose a 20-year prison term? The government attorney said, quote, we would have to prove that they meant it. And Gorsuch said, oh, they meant it all right. It'll be an interesting decision, judging by the justice's questions, not a unanimous decision.
Yeah, I heard that audio yesterday. It's available. That was a particularly good one, obviously. He's referring to that one Congress dude who went and pulled the fire alarm to try to stop a vote. How is that not? Now, obviously, it's not to the same level of beating cops, you know, with poles, but...
Which is its own crime.
Which is its own crime, yeah.
It's a felony.
But if the crime is disrupting an official proceeding of some sort, that's clearly what the guy did.
Yeah, yeah. I think the over-prosecution of some of the folks on January 6th, not all of them, but some of them, is about to be rectified. I certainly hope so. Moving along, speaking of the protesters, Ernesto writes, guys, back in 1987, 300,000 people gathered on the Golden Gate Bridge. So many, in fact, that the bridge sagged down 7 feet. I had not remembered that.
That would freak me out.
Oh, yes. Perhaps we can encourage 300,000 protesters to line the bridge again so that it can break in the middle, causing them all to fall into the ocean. there's more. Given that the bridge's corrosion is so bad because they don't maintain it anymore, and also average Americans are much fatter now compared to 1987. Ernesto, bring the thunder, my friend. Feel free to write anytime.
That is funny. People being so much fatter now, the same size crowd.
Yeah, yeah. On the traffic blocking protesters, Richard writes, they should be arrested and held liable for the costs. Every minute drivers are delayed should be reimbursed. A few class action lawsuits against these organizations and protesters for millions of dollars would end this mess quickly. Speaking of which, the dark money organizations that fund and organize this stuff and much more on the campus madness surrounding the Israeli-Hamas conflict coming up in a little bit. Nice comment here from Lance on the NPR suspending its whistleblower flap, which we'll get into in detail later. Amazing that amid their current whistleblower scandal, it was only 3 weeks ago they wrote extensively about how Chevron owns the Richmond, California newspaper and how that drives news bias and how news bias is bad for citizens to understand the world and issues around them. Biased reporting is bad unless it conforms to my bias.
Right.
Signed NPR. Yeah well said.
Pretty good.
Another take at what DEI
that drives me nuts. It's always driven me nuts. I have friends who have this view.
Hmm.
That NPR is the news you can just count on to just the middle of the road, fair, no agenda, because they don't have advertisers. They're just,
delusional. You could not be more wrong.
They're Fox with more cello music. Just a different direction.
Yeah, yeah. DEI equals UIE, uniformity, inequity, and exclusion. I just like DEI means didn't earn it.
Yeah,
it's so simple and easy to remember. Yeah. 20 seconds. Don't have time for this one. Maybe we'll squeeze it in later.
Speaking of my tax thing, I heard Henry yesterday as an acronym. Have you heard that one around taxes?
I have not, sir.
High earner, not rich yet.
Oh, wow.
It's a particular sort of person because of taxes.
Sure.
Anyway, we got lots to talk about. I hope you can stick around.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
American spirit hanging out of his mouth.
All across the United States and the world, probably, that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations, you earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
Luke Combs! That's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
Luke Combs is a big everything, I mean, if you want to be specific. But that is Caitlin Clark, America's sweetheart. Her favorite music artist is Luke Combs, so he sent her a congratulations, and she responded. Anywho, wanted to mention that the WNBA draft the other night had 2.5 million people tune in. More people than tune in to the Major League Baseball draft, and I think the NBA draft. Only the NFL draft has had that many more people tune into it. So,
how interesting. Is this going to be, like they always call Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built? Is the WNBA going to be the house that Clark builds, or is this a blip?
Exactly. I mean, it's continuing further than I thought it would, and with bigger numbers. So I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Well, I just can't wait till the day that brave transgender women can dominate the NBA, and they will dominate. They will win every game unless people will find their sanity. Got yet another gender-bending madness race won by a boy story, but later.
So I got some interesting stuff here kind of on taxes, capitalism, socialism, possible revolution coming our way. I was up late.
Wait a minute. That last one. What?
I was having trouble sleeping last night, so I went to one of my favorite Reddit threads, which is anti-work. It's got millions of followers. We've talked about it over the years. It's unintentionally hilarious. The millions of people who don't believe in work. I'll talk more about that in a second. But first, this tax thing. This is a guy who wrote a piece about taxes. I had never heard this before and explained something that I've wondered about for a long time. His name is Brian Dmitrovic. With his explanation of the convoluted taxation system that made the 1950s materialism possible, we continue to hear a drumbeat for higher tax rates, in particular on high earners and corporations, on the grounds that we used to have higher rates and we did just fine. An essential aspect of the fiscal structure of post-World War II prosperity was the high tax rates. And you hear about that if you want to bring the tax rates down. You hear about it all the time. We used to have a tax rate much higher than this, blah, 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 blah. And I've always been kind of, ouch, you know, I don't have an argument against that, but that doesn't fit right somehow. Well, it doesn't. Here's why. The federal government abjectly declined to collect taxes at posted rates because of the deduction culture. High tax rates existed as a holdover of Herbert Hoover, FDR, and World War II, but the public, especially its rising and affluent members, made clear it was not going to comport with them. And the government obliged and did not enforce the rates and instead offered massive suites of legal tax avoidance opportunities. Everybody went along with this. We did not get this halcyon days while in any material way having high tax rates. We got this while not enforcing high tax rates due to high deductions. Any of the stuff, you know, because when I was young and started paying tax rates, there was all this talk about deduct this, deduct that, and I never could whenever I'd look into it. That was the older generation who grew up in a time where you could deduct all this different stuff. Right. And that's what explains those high tax rates from back today. You could deduct all kinds of stuff. The car you drove is a business expense, or just all these different things that went away and we don't have anymore with the current high tax rates.
It's like the so-called rack rate that you sometimes see on the door of your hotel room that nobody ever pays. It's a legal maximum, or like the actual tuition at your state university. Only Chinese nationals actually pay that. Yeah, nobody paid those rates.
Right. So I didn't. And that also explains why my whole life, especially from older people, is always about, you got to deduct that. And I think, yeah, I've looked into that. They say no. And I always thought, am I a chump? Do I have a bad tax attorney? What? No, that was just a previous era where the government was all about all these different deductions for people to figure out how to get out of that high tax rate. That explains a lot to me.
The word chump is underappreciated in the modern day, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's a fine and non-obscene insult.
Yeah, you don't want to be one.
No.
So
I believe a couple of months ago, I was advocating for both chump and sucker to reappear on the scene.
So do I have time here? Yeah, I got a little time for this.
Sure.
So the anti-work Reddit thread, which we've talked about before, has several million people on it. And here's the description of what it is. It's a subreddit for those who want to end work. Okay, let's stop right there. What the hell does that mean?
I love that.
What the hell does that mean? There are millions of people following a subreddit that's premises we want to end work. Anyway,
I'm going to start a Twitter thread that advocates for the end of aches and pains. Good luck.
Or the inability of people to fly by flapping their arms.
Yeah. Oh, I had, like, for the second or third time in my life, a dream where I could fly the other night.
Oh, I used to have those all the time when I was
really?
A kid. They're awesome.
Oh, they're
cool. Did you have really good control? I was always a little out of control and a little, whoa. Did you have good control while you were flying around?
No, it was funny. I had concern because I thought, I'm not sure I get the aerodynamics of this, but it seems to be going pretty well, and I don't want to stall out over this river. But it wasn't like fear. It was just, let's see, if I have to ditch, I'll ditch over there. Wow. But then I came in for a nice soft landing.
Wow. I don't think I've had a pleasant dream in 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That can't be good, right?
No.
So anyway.
No, they need to crack your head open and try to figure out what's going on.
Anti-work. It's a subreddit for those who want to end work, are curious about ending work, want to get the most out of a work-free life, want more information on anti-work ideas, and want personal help with their own jobs, work-related struggles. And people bitch about their jobs and what they're getting paid, and then the comments are just priceless from all these people who think this is a thing. But anyway, so here's just one of the posts and its reactions that I was reading last night. I'm doing 10 times more work at the office than people in the 1980s. Why in the hell do I still have to work 40 plus hours a week? Here's the explanation. With computers and emails and Excel and Word and PDF and Adobe and snipping tool, etc., I'm doing about 10 times more work at the office than people before computers. If you need a report, instead of going to the archive, searching for numbers, blah, 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 I can do it in like 20 minutes. With emails and Teams messages, I can spam thousands of people with information. But instead of working less, I work the same hours as people 40 years ago, despite getting 10 times more work done. We are being exploited. Either we should be working one-tenth the hours, or our pay should be 10 times higher. This is a hilarious argument.
Wow, I would actually enjoy engaging with this person because the explanation's pretty ABC 123. It's easy to understand, but right. Go on.
Well, I'd like to just adopt his argument and go into the, you know, just say, hey, back when they had to do this with a horse, it would have taken a week. I did it in like 15 minutes. So either I need to get off work now or get paid 900 times more. And then here's some of the responses. And then they have the audacity to tell us that we're not working enough and have no work ethic. Hey, Mr. Delusional Rich Guy, I'm doing 10 times the amount of work for nearly the same pay as 40 years ago. It's not a wonder I don't want to work that much. And then another response. Have you seen the costs involved in being a rich guy lately? Imagine staying in the Barcelona harbor on your $30 million yacht, feeling like a peasant while the real oligarchs casually discuss whether to buy another island or travel to space.
Wow, this is like a trip to the zoo. I'm fascinated by these beasts.
Correct. We still spend way too much time in corporate offices and enough time and not enough time at home or enriching our lives. If you do the slightest amount of research, you'll find you have way more free time than your parents, grandparents, and their parents did, by far. Because it doesn't take you, for instance, speaking of being able to do more work faster, it doesn't take you 7 hours to do laundry, for instance.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Here's one. They haven't shortened it because from the employer's point of view, why should they? You want to not starve to death or freeze in the streets? Here's what I'm offering. Don't like it? Just die then.
Essentially, yeah. Thank you. There's somebody who at least grasps it partly.
And then tons of these, no matter what the topic is on the anti-work, is because you haven't organized with your peers to overthrow the system that exploits you yet. They get into capitalism a lot. This is how they always keep socialism for flourishing the way it should. And lots of revolution. We need a revolution. We need a revolution. We need a revolution. Who's with me? It's going to happen. I'll bet you within 10 years. I'll bet you within 5 years. I don't know what this is all anecdotal, but there are millions of followers on this thread. It's nonsensical in its premise for people who don't want to have to work. And what percentage of people think a revolution needs to happen because of our awful capitalist system? I don't know.
And the notion, we could spend the next 3.5 hours exploding that notion, but as the free market capitalism has brought wealth, health, and longevity to the entire human population, unevenly, certainly, but I mean, the idea that greater productivity is somehow a theft from you is really a head scratcher for me.
Here's one more on that. Your boss can skim 10 times the value out of you. Back in the 80s, boss man needed to exploit 10 people to get his new Porsche. Now he gets that out of just you and a mansion out of the other 9. All of these bosses have yachts and Porsches and mansions.
And islands.
and islands.
Yes.
Jesus probably would have killed you himself.
Yep. I hear you.
Wow. Wow. That Galligan. Wow. That is something. I mean, I knew that those people still existed, but who don't get how markets work at all. And again, the idea that, okay, I'm going to show up for 8 hours a day. Oh, you got a new machine that makes me more productive? Well, that old level of productivity was obviously God's own level of productivity, and anything in excess of that is a theft from me.
I mean, I know, it's hilarious. Well, now we have that taken care of by a machine. Now I need to hire somebody to do this. Would you like to do this for this amount of money as opposed to that for that amount of money? You either do or you don't.
So when AI comes along and you just show up for 1 minute a day to hit the start button, as if, you know, that'd be necessary, you deserve a full salary because that's the same productivity as the 1980s where, you know, forgive me as a gray-headed gentleman, I worked in the 1980s and we worked plenty hard.
Yeah, that was kind of funny as I am old enough to know some of the errors they're talking about. I was working myself and it wasn't quite what you were picturing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, I just find that so cute.
I know, well, yeah, I find it disturbing.
Troubling.
All the revolution stuff, and I can read some more of that later on different topics that came up, but all the revolution stuff is highly troubling, and again, I don't know if that's a half of 1% of people, you know, because this is a big country. You can have several million people on one following, and it's still, if that's all there is, but I don't know. And I fit it in with the tax rates because I think a lot of that, you know, yachts, islands, Porsches talk is what allows taxes to be what they are because of that ridiculousness going on.
You know, I keep threatening to write a book. I might write a book on the effect the internet has had on fertilizing stupidity.
In that,
obviously, and we've discussed this on many occasions, you can have a truly idiotic idea, and you kick around your town bringing up your truly idiotic idea, like some of those we just heard, for instance. And people will say, no, Joe, you can't. That's not how it works. It's the productivity, blah, 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 and the free market, blah, blah, blah. Oh, all right. I'm either talked out of it or just realized nobody agrees with my stupid idea. But now with the internet, I can find 10,000, a million people, maybe 10 million worldwide, which is a vanishingly small number of people, but who agree with my stupid, stupid idea. And I start to think my idea is not stupid. It's a good idea. Look at all these people who agree with me.
Right. And we've got to take a break. But a lot of the posts that were just nonsensical, between the way they were written and the vocabulary, these people are clearly educated and not dumb. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they got this at college or something. And then I remembered I've got this. I'll get to more later. Only a third of people in this poll say, or a third of people in this poll say they learned nothing at all about finances in school. Not one thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Well, that's how you end up with these conversations, I guess.
What a bunch of numbskulls.
Katie's got her headlines coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We at some point have to talk about Trump's hella boss PR move he pulled yesterday after he got out of the courtroom.
I do love it when you hit us with the youthful lingo. We'll certainly get to that. And also the dollars, cents, moronic attitudes and beliefs of all these protesters clogging up our streets and screwing up our college campuses.
Stay with us for that.
Oh, I know. Oh, first, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From the New York Times, Johnson needs Democrats on Ukraine, handing them power to shape the aid plan.
So he's going to try to get through a Ukraine bill. That omnibus thing that's, I always hate those, but it's a funding bill. And then something around China, Taiwan. Those are the three things.
Ukraine separate, Israel separate, Taiwan separate, and everything. You know what's odd is if you've been observing politics for several decades, as we have, the idea that he'll need Democratic votes and they'll compromise. It's like, yeah, that's what Congress does.
Yeah, that's the way it used to always be. That's how you got stuff through. Big chunk of Democrats, big chunk of Republicans, maybe more than one the other, depending on who was in charge at the time. But the fringes were the ones that voted against it, and they just got left out. It's the other way around. Has been the other way around for a long time.
Yeah, but that was the way it went for 225 years. It's not like it was just some idea I had. That's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's newsmaking. And it's interesting. Right.
USA Today. President Biden moves to triple tariff rates on Chinese steel and aluminum.
Yeah, they're dumping steel on us. Depressing our industries, damn commies.
From NBC News, whistleblower says Boeing should stop production of 787 Dreamliner due to fatal safety issue.
Yeah, we got more on a whistleblower report on that. Whistleblower is starting to scare me. I might start driving everywhere.
Then you had that American Airlines Pilots Association saying, hey, we're seeing a serious uptick in safety issues.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Steady Finds, clueless about retirement? 43% have no idea what a 401k is.
Don't even know what it is.
Don't even know what it is.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you couple that with the 30% of people who said they didn't learn a single thing about finances in school. What do we do? Who's in charge here?
But at least you learned the state capitals at some point. That's always my jihad.
You and your anti-state capital jihad. You go to Vermont, how are you going to know where to do business? If you want to petition the government, you're going to wander around till you see a state house.
Providence, Rhode Island, but I don't know what a 401k is.
From the New York Post, tech exec predicts AI girlfriends will create a $1 billion business industry.
God, I hope I live long enough to see how crazy things are going to get. With AI girls. Because remember, I saw the one at the Sphere in Vegas. The robot. And she was talking to everybody. Oh, my God. And the technology is going to be so much better in a few years. Oh, God. There's going to be a lot of incels out there with robot girlfriends.
Oh, I know it. It's going to be... I'm going to feel like a dodo bird. I'm watching my species die off. How interesting.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Journalist at NPR suspended, leading to a shocking discovery... that there was a journalist at NPR.
No.
Oh, no.
That's not fair. Hey. They have tremendous journalism at NPR, but it's always been biased.
Yeah, and now it's wildly biased.
And the guy that blew the whistle got fired. Shocking!
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.